Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Tarevis, Chazar Rabbi Simon's packet one. Today I want to discuss two issues. One, the bittul barov during the Seres Meitshuva. And the other issue I want to talk about, can you be machmer when the Torah is mekel? Right, the Torah is mekel, can you be machmer when the Torah is mekel? Specifically, can you be machmer when the Torah says bittul? So last time we discussed a bittul of chad, classic case of bittul chad betray, and we used Oreo cookies, and I think Oreo cookies are a good example because one Oreo cookie is not a chaticha rugas kabe, and one Oreo cookie, they don't sell it by number, they sell it by package. So it's not a davar shebe minyan, so it should be bottle. So there's two types of Oreos, real Oreos. In America, you have kosher Oreos, the OUDs, they're not Kolav Yisrael. And in Australia, for example, or in England, the Oreos are identical, but they don't have a hechsher. So we have a good scenario of habitrei. One Oreo from Australia and two Oreos from America. They're identical, so it's min bimino, and I'm assuming they're identical in taste also, the min bimino, and it's yavish v'yavish. Two American Oreos and one Australian Oreo, and you don't know which one is which. The Tarev, it's not nicker, which one is the Australian one. So it's like Rabbi Simon says, it's a tarevus in the mind. You can see all three Oreo cookies. You just don't know which one is the Australian one. So we say chad betray betzil, it's batel barov. And whoever you hold by, whether you hold by the Rosh, you can eat them all at once, or you hold like the Rashba, one person can eat them one at a time, one after the other, but not at once, or the Tosos Rid, and maybe Tosos and the Smag, that you can eat one of them, but you can't eat all three. So you'd be able to at least eat one of them. According to the Rashba, all three, just one after the other. So today I want to talk about the bittul barov that's nogeya to the Seres Meitshuva. The Seres Meitshuva, we are noyeg not to consume past palter goy. Goy, bread made by a goy. Instead of having the Australian Oreo being the bad guy, the original American Oreo will be the bad guy, because the regular Oreos in America are pas akum. Not only the Chol of Stam, but they're pas akum. Now, when I say Chol of Stam, that's really, there's no dairy ingredients, so that may be misleading. The kalim may be would be dairy kalim. That's the D of the OED. So, but they're pas akum. So the bad guy in this case is the American Oreo, because it's pas akum. And then you have the other Oreos that are kosher are going to be the blooms. So we can't say chad betray per se with the cookies in their cookie form, right? If you have one Oreo and two blooms, so then the blooms will be nicker that they're blooms. The Oreo will be... I can't hear you. You're on mute, Avram. Avram, you're on mute. Do you want to say something? I can't hear you. You're on mute. Yeah, you're muted. Oh, you can see it. No, you're muted. I can't hear you. Anyway, okay, so what we have over here...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mr. Kesselman. Thank you. I couldn't hear Avram.
Yeah, maybe nobody...
I was talking to someone else.
Oh, okay, fine, I'm sorry. Okay, so the chad betray that is relevant to the Seres Meitshuva isn't when the cookies are in cookie form, because blooms will be blooms, And the original Oreo will be original Oreo. So there's no tarovis there. The Isser is Nicker. So I was thinking that if you would make Oreo cookie crumbs from the blooms, and you have two bags of Oreo of cookie crumbs from the blooms, black, and then you have one bag of Oreo, original Oreo cookie crumbs, the famous Oreos, the original Oreos, you make crumbs from that, one bag of that, so you have three bags. Two are the blooms, one is the original Oreo. L'chora, it's not a chticha ruach kabbat, because you can't mechabit someone with crumbs. It's not a davar shebeminyan, because I don't know, crumbs are not sold by, I mean, I bag them, so I don't sell, they're not, crumbs are not sold. I don't know if they sell Oreo cookie crumbs. You would have chabat shei betil. You don't know which one is the Oreo. So that's one example of chabat shei betil on the Seres Mechuva. And I guess if you would put those crumbs into a milkshake and the crumbs would disappear, that would be, even though we say tam keker usually need shishim, but pas akum is batel berov. So if you put the crumbs into a milkshake, the Oreo cookie crumbs into a milkshake, and somehow the crumbs disappeared, even though you don't have shishim, but you have rov, that would be good enough, because pas akum is batel berov. So those are two examples of bitul berov on a Seres Mechuva, because Pasach is batel berov, right? You have the three bags of crumbs, or you have some Oreo cookie crumbs into a milkshake that disappeared. Okay, so that's that. Let's discuss now on page 33 of packet 1. Let's discuss the Piskei Teshuva here. The idea, can you be machmer when the Torah is makel? And specifically, if you have bitul b'shishim or you have bitul b'rov, can you be machmer and say, look, I don't want to eat it because I know there's isser in there. Okay, it's bottle, but the isser is still in there. Now, there's good reason to want to be machmer, because even though you have a pesha she'asra, it was hu a pesha hitir, Hashem asered the isser, and now with shishim or rov, he's mattering it. However, there's good reason to want to be machmer, because there's a concept of choyzev in neur. If, right, the Ramah says in Siman Tzadi Tes, Halacha Vav, if you have bittel, a legitimate bittel, and then you would add on more iser to the extent that you no longer have bittel, we say choyzev in neur. We say choyzev in neur. In other words, the new iser adds into the old iser to remove the cheshbon of shishim keneged your iser. So the old iser that was supposedly batel was really dormant. It was dormant, and you see that the iser is still there. And if you add in more iser, we say choyzev in neur. So it's not like it's batel and it's never, it totally, totally loses its status of iser. If you add on more iser, it'll add on to the, it will join with the previous iser that was batel, and that will say choyzev in neur, and you no longer have bittel. So that would make sense to want to be machmer even though you have bittel.
Is that even according to the Rush, who holds that the iser is massive, it becomes... Because the Rush said that the Isser becomes Heter.
Right, the Rush holds, when we saw, yeah, last time we discussed that there's two types of looking at the Bittel, and one is Nishapech Kulo the Heter, that the Rush holds all three pieces are transformed in the Heter. So you're saying this Choyzer Veneer is adding in more Isser going to awaken the old supposedly Nampach the Heter? That's a good question. I would, according to the Swara, the Nampach Lihio is Heter, I would say it's irreversibly, but I'm not going to answer the Rosh without seeing how he deals with this. But yeah, it would seem that it's irreversibly turns into it completely turns into heter. But who knows? I have to look into that. I'm not sure. But the Ramah says in Tzadi Tess, you are there, Tzadi Tess Halacha Vav. Isur shin is batal kagoin shehaya samach kenegdo. It's batal bas shishim. V'nitoisev bo achar kach min ha'isur harishon choyzer v'neor v'nesar. Lo shna min b'mino. Lo shna min v'she'enal mino. Lo shna yavish. Lo shna lach. So even if it's a chad betray, and it's yavish v'yavish, the three Oreo cookies, if you added in another Oreo cookie, so then you wouldn't have Rove anymore. If you'd added in another Australian Oreo, you wouldn't have Rove anymore. So I don't know what the Rush would say, though. This is the Ramah. That's a good question. Okay, so the Pisgah Tshuva on page 33...
I have another question also.
Yeah.
So if you hold of this idea of if you add in, then it could affect the bittul that you originally had. So then if you take away now, this is what I was trying to understand during Shir today. Let's say you have three and you eat it one at a time. So but aren't you now, if you take away one, now you only have two.
Yeah.
So even so, now,
say right. Well, the bittul already occurred according to the Rashba, the Shita of the Rashba. The question you're asking is in the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba says if you have a case of chabetray, the Oreo cookies. So the Rashba says you can eat one at a time, and every time you eat one, you can say, "Well, I'm not eating the Isser." And you're asking the question: when I eat the first Oreo cookie, there's only two left, and I no longer have Rove. Yes, so you're saying one of the Isser Oreo cookies remains. So I have an Isser Oreo cookie remaining, and I have the kosher Oreo, but I no longer have Rove.
Exactly. Not only, see, it's interesting because he wants to say it's like a chumra to use Taliyah to use one at a time. I would say it's the opposite. The chumra should be to eat them all at the same time.
Right.
Then you'll have Rove.
Right, right. I hear what you're saying. The Prima Gunnan points out. The Prima Gagan is Masbir, the Sheet of the Rajva, on page 13, and he points out that the Rajva is really moda to the Rush, Midda Araisa. The Rajva is moda to the Rush, Midda Araisa, that Nishapich. The Rajva is moda that the Kula Nishapich. And only Midda Rabbanan does the Rajva require Tliya. It's a little bit in. It's at the end of the first third. The Rav he says, "V'have yoydesh zeh rak midrabanan," reading the Prima Gadon on page 13. "V'have yoydesh zeh rak midrabanan ha min haTorah af haRashba yoydesh desharei keechad." You can eat them all at once, all three at once. The lokein min b'minoi balach min haTorah sharei. Shari, v'hai olchol iser b'yachad b'dvar menivlalim d'yesh bila v'lo shayach lomar shema lozu. So if you have lach b'lach, so then you mix all them up in a homogeneous mixture. So then any one bite you take, you're bumping into the iser. There's no way to say b'toyla. So according to the Prima Gadon, the Rashba agrees in this happen kula lidyos heter. So when you eat, to answer your question, when you eat one of the three. And you're saying, well, the Isser is left with the remaining one of two, and you don't have Bittul. No, this whole Tliya is only Midrabanan. Midraisa, the remaining two are total Heter. Okay, yeah, it's a good question. Shkoyach. So to go back to the Pisgah Tshuva on page 33. So the Pisgah Tshuva first mentions the opinion of the Isser v'Heter. He mentioned the opinion of the Isser v'Heter that it's really a mitzvah to not be soymich on shishim. If you have bittul b'shishim, it's a mitzvah not to rely on it. And you see over there in the Yisra Heter, on the previous page, he brings a drash from the Pasuk, Ki Am Kodosh Ata L'Hashem Elokeichem, and so he says this is something good to do. Then the Piskei Teshuva asks a question. Piskei Teshuva asks a question. It's mashma from the Ramah here, right? It's mashma from the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei Kuf Tezayin Sevzayin, which is really the Ramah to the Piskei Teshuva. So the Piskei Teshuva asks, the Ramah is only permitting someone to be machmer when the Torah is mekel, if there's no precedent to that in the Torah. In other words, the case is a behemah shechur ba'al chacham misvar v'lo nimsa befeirush shehu mutter. Then a baal nefesh can be machmer and not eat it. So the Piskei Teshuva points out that the Ramah is only allowing you to be machmer when the psak is a misvara and it has no written precedent. So it's mashma, right? It's mashma from the Ramah that if the kula has a written precedent, like shishim. Shishim is obviously the bittul of a shishim is a written precedent. It's a kula that has a written precedent all over. So then you couldn't be machmer on that. That's the question of the Piskei Teshuva. If it's mashmer the Ramah, you can only be machmer when there's no written precedent. But shishim has a written precedent. So the Piskei Teshuva is mechalak between chiyuvim of the baal nefesh and reshus of the baal nefesh, and he's saying that they're not mechuyav, right? The deal from the Ramah tells us you're not mechuyav to be machmer on shishim, but you could be, right? There's the chiyuvim of the baal nefesh. I don't know if he means that literally, because a baal nefesh, by definition, I would think a baal nefesh by definition is someone who's voluntary. But anyways, that's his teretz. And then the Piskei Teshuva brings from the Torah. He brings mincha solas. Sorry, solas the mincha, and the b'shem the Torah's asham. The solas the mincha brings from the Torah's asham. That it's really to be machmir, where the Amorayim were not machmir, is really apikorsis, it's minus. So to be machmir on shishim, where we don't find in the Gemara the Amorayim were machmir, that's not good. It's kamo apikorsis, it's kaminus. And so here we have Ramathleikas between the Yisra Behetra. He says it's a mitzvah to be machmir on shishim, and not partake of something that's baltim shishim. On the other hand, you have the Torah's Asham that says it's kaminus, or it's kapikorsis. I think on the last page of the packet, we have the Maharam, right? We have the Maharam, and the Maharam brings from Rashi, right? We see from Rashi's explanation of Dabashiyashim Atirin, that relying on bittul is not ideal. Relying on bittul is not ideal. It's better to wait until after Yom Tov that the isra disappears. Right? What are we talking about? We're talking about davar shiyesh matirin. We have an egg that was known to be Yom Tov and mixed in with other eggs. And Chazal say davar shiyesh matirin afilu be'elef lo betil. That egg is not bottle. So Rashi explains the svara behind the reason why this egg is never going to be bottle is because we can wait until after Yom Tov for the isur to disappear, and that is preferable than to relying on bittul. Right? So Rashi is saying it's not ideal to rely on bittul. Better wait until the isur disappears altogether. After Yom Tov, the isur nolad will go away. The isur muksa, whatever the isur is, it will disappear. Better to wait till the Yisr disappears after Yom Tov than to rely on Bittul. So you see, Bittul's not ideal. And then he says, well, maybe we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Me, Bebina was never Bittul, but we don't pass with Rabbi Yehuda. So I think the question from Rashi that we see from Bittul is not ideal, and therefore maybe you should be Machmer, even though you have Bittul, is a good point. But at the end of the day, we don't see the Amorayim being Machmer on Shishim. Right? We have Mar Ukva, whose Mar Ukva's father was Machmer not to eat milk after meat, waited 24 hours. Right? He waited 24 hours. That Kumar was acceptable, and it's written in Shas, but we don't find the Amorayim being Machmer on Shishim or Bittul Berov. So,
isn't there a cloud line but see no inner right?
Yeah, well, no, it makes sense. It does make, in other words, they bring a raya from something that from silence, is not the greatest raya, and that gives credence to the shita of the Issa V'Heta that it's a mitzvah to be machmer on the shishim. But I think maybe there's a middle ground here. In other words, if we start being machmer when you have bittul b'shishim, there are going to be people who need to rely on the shishim to get by. The Torah said shishim works, and there may be people, for them it's a hefsid mamon. They don't have, you know, they can't afford not to rely on the shishim. So if we're all machmer on the shishim, we're big, you know, hotshots to be machmer, so then those people who really need to be rely on the shishim, because for them it's a loss of money, they'll feel uncomfortable. So we don't want to kind of like make it into a, although it may be a good thing to do, there is a reason to be machmer, but we don't want to make it into like a, we don't want to farce it, because then people...
usually the loss of money is exaggerated, that will be over on something you shouldn't be. Now you're worried about the loss of money, it'll be machmer. Against the loss of money, that's the funny
thing. Right, I'm suggesting that maybe a niyam who need to be summoned on the bittul when it's appropriate to, will now feel uncomfortable because there's
this... That would be unemployed in this manner, so we don't have any opinion.
Yeah, okay, alright. But the Gemara was thinking for all times. I'm just suggesting that. I'm not saying...
But would you make a non-communal intuition with Chathchila, being about to listen to Chathchila, Moshisha, or with the Eben? I mean, if you want to rely on a factory that doesn't have Chathchila based on this... Because you can't make a panasa. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not getting... Mavatalis l'chadchila is awesome. We can't start using bittul to make...
We're talking about the heaven here.
Yeah, we're all talking that if an ani, for example, or someone, you know, has a legitimate accidental iser mixed in the heter, and you have bittul b'shishim. But you know there are, you know, like we said, there's the chayz of inir. The iser is dormant. It's there. It's not totally, you know, in a way. Even according to the Rosh, I have to look into that. I take that back. But according to the Ramah, it's dormant. And according to Rashi, it's better to wait for the iser to totally disappear than to rely on the bittul. So, so it's a machlokes. But I can see how it could play out if there is a culture of being machmer when the Torah says it's you know 100% okay, but you know, yeah, but we know we see by Mar Ukva he was very his father was very machmer by Bas Vachalov, and that's recorded, but eventually he did eat the milk, right? There was no loss of food there. All right, I'll just So thank you for listening. So today we discussed a bittul on the Seder Shmei Tshuva with the bags of Oreo cookies, three bags of Oreo cookie crumbs, two from Bloom's, one from the original Oreos in Lefari. You don't have a davar shebeminyan. You don't have you can't have someone with crumbs. So you have bittul there, and maybe in a milkshake if the crumbs disappear. So. I think we'll stop there if there's not any questions.
Good.
Okay, thank you for joining.
Welcome.
Okay, Shkoyach, have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.